music is in us as people. Thinking about this made me reflect on seeing little children, and when they're first able to stand, you play music and they dance. If you can call it dancing, they move and they enjoy the music and they light up. You see it from the very beginning that music is what gives joy to children in so many ways. They also say that music, classical music, played to children will help make them more intelligent and aspiring. I don't know if this is true, but you hear stories of women who are pregnant playing music to children in the womb and speaking to them, because music still is in us from the very beginning. Music is as human as anything. I was researching music and how old it was, and I found, from what they can tell, it looks like a rudimentary flute. And to me, it does as well, though I'm not an archaeologist. And it's made of the femur of a bear, of all things. And it's hollowed out, and it's got holes on it. It's just a fragment of one, but you can clearly see it's hollowed with holes on top. And it is from, if I'm remembering correctly, 30,000 BC. It is from the Neanderthal days. It's as old as we get with music. Even from way back in human history, we are making music. It is so much a part of our experience. Music and art and poetry, all of these things, these creative things, are from God. They are spiritual arts. And they are in us. Music also gives us words to communicate things that we couldn't communicate normally. Music is our communication. There are songs that give word and give expression to feelings and thoughts that seem inexpressible. There are songs that I can sing or that I can send to my wife that tell of love and tell of beauty and things that I could never say or express, but music and lyrics can capture those things. There's music and there are hymns that capture our sadness, that capture our depression, our hard times, more than we ever could just by speaking. That's why sometimes you're driving and a song comes on and you sing at the top of your lungs. This song, it's expressing some deep emotion that maybe we haven't felt or known how to express, but music gives us the communication. Music gives us those words. Music lets us express joy in ways that we can't with just words. Sometimes you can't talk about how joyful you are, but sometimes you just feel like humming and singing and dancing around because music brings that out in us. The last thing that music does that I think is so important for the church, music teaches us theology. Let's not be afraid, but all of you are theologians, because all of you sing hymns, and you think about the words, and think about how much of what you believe about God, and about the church, and about Jesus, comes down to the hymns that you sang, either growing up or when you first came to faith. Hymns really penetrate us, and they soak in, and we soak in their language, and we soak in their imagery. And they teach us theology, and so much of what we believe, we really learn from hymns. We don't learn as much from the minister or from the Bible reading. We do get some of it from those things, definitely. But so much of really what we think deep down is from the hymns that we sing, the hymns that move us, the hymns that shape us. When Katie, my wife, and I were planning our service for our wedding, we wanted a hand in it because we both dabble in church things. And so we thought, we can do this. We're going to plan part of our service. We'll do it together with you, but we want to pick our hymns especially. I know most of us picked our hymns for our weddings, but this was a monumental task for us because we had so many ideas. And to pick the hymns took longer than anything else. I think we spent most of our time planning our wedding, planning our service, planning the readings, planning the hymns, because it was so important to us to get that right, to get the words of that right. And when I cried at my wedding, it was in the words of the hymns that brought tears to me, just the power and the emotions and all of that, because it was so rich and deeply us. When I asked you what songs we sang, "Jesus Loves Me" came up. How much of our theology comes from learning that song as a child? How much of what we think about the sacrifice of Jesus comes from the hymns we sing? From the song maybe most of us know, "In Christ Alone Our Hope Is Found." That song teaches theology. I pick these hymns, and when ministers come, we pick hymns not just because they're beautiful, but often we want to say something with the hymns. Last Sunday, I picked a hymn, "The God of Abraham Praise," because we were talking about Abraham, and I searched to see if there was a hymn that had the name Abraham in it, honestly. And I read this hymn, and I thought, this is fantastic. It not just has a word association, but it is deep and rich, and it's talking about praising the same God that Abraham praised from thousands of years ago, and I got myself into the idea of this hymn because of its rich language. And when we plan services as ministers, we don't just plan the words that we speak out loud, but the words that we all sing together as a community, because those things are so important. What I want you to take away from this is to think about the hymns that we sing, whether it's in this setting or whether it's at a service such as the Deeside Care Home, or whether it's the songs you sing in your car, or whether it's the songs that you hear your grandchildren sing. Hymns and songs teach us about the world, and our lives are shaped by what we listen to and what we sing back. So think about the hymns we sing. They're not just for decoration. They are teaching us. Because music is a prayer we say together. Music elevates our simple words. But most of all, music is a gift from God, and it brings us closer to God.